This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tonight could mark a major turning point in the race for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. It's one of the closest and most closely watched races in the country. And this evening, Republican Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren will meet in the first of four debates. It will air live at 7 on WBZ TV Channel 4, and it will give the candidates big opportunities and also present big risks.
To talk about both of those, we're joined by David Gergen. He's a senior political analyst for CNN. He also served as an advisor to four U.S. presidents, from Ronald Reagan to Bill Clinton. He's also a professor of public service at the Harvard Kennedy School. And David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
So in a close race like the Brown-Warren race, how important is this first debate? What's at stake?
It's critical. The whole election could turn on the outcome of tonight's debate. I must tell you, it's one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country, partly because two highly public, almost celebratory figures are going up against each other, but also because the control of the United States Senate could well rest on Massachusetts. So this is a pivotal moment. Many people have been waiting for it, and I think Scott Brown's got the most at stake because he appears to have slipped behind. At least that's what the recent polls tell us.
So what does he have to do? I wanted to ask you about what's at stake for both these guys. Start with Scott Brown. What does he have to do? What's his mission?
Well, I think his mission is more than anything else to maintain who he is, this affable, more bipartisan, approachable, moderate-type senator, willing to reach across the aisle, especially if Barack Obama is elected, but one who also is up to the job, is in fact has grown in the job and knows the substance and can talk with specifics about what he would support and what he wouldn't support after this election is over. After all, he will definitely be there to vote, no matter what happens in this election, on what's called the fiscal cliff, this almost perfect storm of tax increases and huge spending cuts that could go into effect and throw us into another recession next year. And there are people talking seriously in Washington about what the outcomes of that should be, what the strategy should be. I think we need to hear from Scott Brown what he would want, what he would fight for as a member of the Senate who's a Republican but also likes to work across the aisle. Mm.
And Elizabeth Warren, how do you define her mission?
Well, I think that she, she's come a long way very rapidly, and clearly she's working very well as a candidate in small crowds, small groups. She's electrifying people there, but her television ads have not been very successful. And I think tonight she has to show that she not only has the grasp of substance, but that she has the she can connect with middle-class folks, that she understands them, that she's not an elitist from Harvard, and said she's not preachy. I think one of her vulnerabilities, she's too sort of professorial and sort of scolding, and I find that difficult. I think in person she does not do that. I've been with her in smaller sessions, and she can be quite charming.
David Gergen, I'm struck by how often these debates are remembered for one particular line, which in some cases come to define a candidate either positively or negatively.
Yep.
And here's a well-known example, especially for you, since you asked the question.
I can't imagine what this will be.
So this is Scott Brown debating Martha Coakley. Let's listen.
I'm going to sit in Teddy Kennedy's seat, and I'm going to be the person that's going to block it for another 15 years.
Well, with all due respect, it's not the Kennedy seat, and it's not the Democrat seat. It's the people's seat. And they have a
So that was a pretty great line. How important is it for candidates to prepare for a zinger like that? I mean, must they prepare for a zinger like that?
Well, Scott Brown was clearly prepared. I was the moderator in that debate with Martha Coakley. I had never met Scott Brown before, and I must tell you, anybody who underestimates Scott Brown does so at their peril. He turned out to be a much better debater than people expected, including me. So the question obviously was, everybody called it the Kennedy seat, you know, was he really going to take the Kennedy seat and block the Kennedy's dream? And he very, very cleverly, he turned that line. He was clearly prepared for it, and he turned it, and he said, with all due respect, it's not the Kennedy seat, it's the people's seat. And immediately, the next day, there were posters greeting him along the way as he went down toward the Cape, calling it the people's seat. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
Mm. Now, on the flip side, debates can set a candidate back in unexpected ways. And now I'm thinking of a debate back in 2000, Vice President Al Gore and George W. Bush. I covered that debate for NPR, and a lot of folks in the press corps initially thought Gore won. But the story quickly became about how he sighed, his body language. He looked like a know-it-all. Yep. So what's the lesson there for Brown and Warren?
The lesson there is that television is a medium in which it's not just about substance, it's also about style. Mm. And that the arrogance that Gore seemed to be messaging through his body language was picked up on by an awful lot of people. And even though his answers were perfectly appropriate, there was a quality in those debates against George W. Remember once he came over and invaded Bush's space,
right,
and sort of glowered at him. And that cost Al Gore a lot. Of course, he did win the popular vote, but he went on to lose the election.
Hmm. What about the expectations game? This is the final thing I wanted to ask
sure.
you about. All candidates play it. Earlier this week, Scott Brown cast Warren as the smart Harvard professor with lots of debating experience.
That's Scott Brown for you.
Yeah, and here's Elizabeth Warren responding.
So I'm just trying to understand, in sports, is this known as the expectations game? I watched Scott Brown in his debates against Martha Coakley. And Scott Brown is a very able and very effective debater.
So based on what you've said, you would agree with that last statement. But how important is this expectation game?
It's very important. I must tell you, I think going into this debate, because of Scott Brown's performance last time, I think the expectations are... I don't think anybody's going in with lower expectations than deserved. I think in both cases, the sort of the pundit class, if you would, the commentariat, goes in thinking each of these candidates has distinguished himself or herself in public presentations. They have the capacity to have a very, very effective debate, but they're very different kind of styles and very different ways of approaching debates, and it'll be fascinating. I think that's what gives us the drama. To see these two very different personalities, which one can persuade voters that they'll better represent the state of Massachusetts.
Well, 7 p.m., that's less than 4 hours away on Channel 4. It'll be interesting watching. David Gergen, senior political analyst for CNN, professor of public service at the Harvard's Kennedy School. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks
today.
You so much, Anthony. I'm really looking forward to this.
I think we all are. Thanks
yep.
again.
Take care.
And again, that debate is scheduled for 7 p.m. if Scott Brown gets back from Washington in time. The senator is still there because of a vote. He says he will try to catch a flight that gets him home in time for the debate.
Up next, Boston may finally get a skateboard park. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.